Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With property partners Phelan Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerswaterford.ie.
083 333 975. A couple of texts in because I mentioned Aisling's topic for this morning. She's travelled from Dungarvan to be with me today. Top tips for keeping the children fed and alive over the summer holidays and so that they don't put their head into the fridge and leave their head into the fridge all summer long.
You know, when you see the backside sticking out the fridge and all you get is, "Mom, I'm starving.
Starving.
I'm starving.
Haven't eaten in ages. What have you got?
What's for lunch?" And it's like 9:10. Yeah. I've had 2 days of summer holidays. 2 days and I'm already here talking about it. So that'll tell you now where we're at.
A lot of people on holidays this week, and obviously the weather being so good at the minute, the heat wave is fabulous, actually.
Isn't it gorgeous? I mean, the sun is splitting the stones this morning. I love this time of year.
It's great. I can't, you know, a damp drizzle. You can't beat it. The Irish mist damp drizzle. Like, I am follically challenged, but for those that have hairstyles and are done up to the lines and the dampness gets into the hair and you've just spent 40, 50 euros on a hairdo.
The humidity.
Humidity.
Oh, it's awful.
Disaster.
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 Fred, I mean, but like, do you pack sunglasses? Do you pack shorts? Are you packing the winter coat? Are you packing the rain jacket? Are you packing the wellies? Flip-flops.
Like, if it rained for maybe just a half an hour and then it went, be grand and then nice and sunny. But this damp drizzle, and just reminds me of my time when I was in Kerry in Fiontraw in the Irish College, and it seemed to be rain and constantly that damp drizzle. It's lovely. Oh, it is great.
It's not.
It is raining again.
We need to feel heat on our bones.
So let's say the children are in the house. The reason I mentioned the weather is because at least when the weather is nice, the mammy or daddy or the granny and granddad and the childminder or the guardian can get them out, send them off to the shops, get them active and they go off and do stuff and you have a little bit of a breather. Mm-hmm. But let's say they're in the house all day, they're watching a bit of telly, they're playing their Xbox, they're looking at snacking 50 million times.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Look, there's lots we can do, I suppose. And the reason I'm talking about this, I suppose, I come from that place of being mom of three. So mine are all primary school age. And then I suppose part of my background is feeding therapy. So I went to the States a number of years ago, back in 2016 or 18, can't even remember now, and trained in Texas. So in the Pediatric Children's Hospital in Texas, in America, in feeding therapy. So it's not something you can train in here. So we had to go to the States and do it. And then I did graduate training when I came home, kind of distant. And I suppose I don't maybe talk about it a whole lot, but I suppose I build it into a lot of maybe how I do my work and what I do. So there's a couple, I suppose, of little things we can do. And I know it sounds so simple, but like the first one is sticking to some sort of a routine that they've had in school. Now, I say that with the caveat, and I don't come preaching by any stretch of the imagination to anybody, where I have three children who were still in their pyjamas at about 9:30 or 10:00 yesterday and had one breakfast and then were demanding a second breakfast while watching television. And that's okay, because that's life. They're the first 2 days of the summer holidays. Let them at it. But there's a long summer in it. So my plan is to give them a couple of days to just chill. Yes, we're on our summer holidays. And then we're going to get that routine back, particularly when we've camps, which is brilliant, because the camps kind of keep us a little bit. Okay, we've been there at 9, we've been there at 9:30, we've been there at 10. But starting off with that proper breakfast, what we find with the little ones is a lot of them tend to have a bigger appetite in the morning. And then they kind of get bored and they wane off in the evening times. And your breakfast is such a great time to get in those nutrients, to get in the fibre, to get in the protein. And if there's no protein going in at breakfast, they're going to be coming back to you going, "I'm starving, I'm starving." And they probably will genuinely be starving. So it's about trying to get in the carbs, getting in the protein, getting in a little bit of fruit and veggie and filling up in the mornings. And there's clever ways we can kind of do that maybe they don't even notice. Something as small as swapping from just opening the carton of juice to actually just making a little smoothie. Because when you make the smoothie, still use the juice, the orange juice, the apple juice, whatever it is. But what you're doing is you're going to add in probably a banana or a handful of the frozen berries or a bit of a kiwi. You're going to add in a bit of yogurt. Greek yogurt particularly is really high in protein. And what I think is great is you can buy these little bags of milled seeds. So there's like linseed, flaxseed, chia seed. Just a tablespoon of them going in. You're getting a little bit of omega-3, you're getting a little bit of all those extra little kind of micronutrients that you need. And all of a sudden you've got something that's kind of like juice. They kind of don't notice, they kind of don't care. But you've gotten in extra veg, you've gotten in protein, and you've gotten in a little bit of like the fibre from the seeds as well. So it's a brilliant one.
So a smoothie is a very simple, practical way
yeah.
of filling them up a little bit more. Because a juice, again, they'll drink it very quickly and it's gone. For the very fact that a smoothie is kind of, can be, obviously it depends the type of smoothie you make, but if you make it with some yogurt, it takes a little bit longer to drink.
It does.
And it's like a meal in itself.
Yeah, it does.
Tip number one, smoothies.
Yeah, I think so. And then looking at those whole grain options, there was a child in my house this week who was giving out, because we have the most boring cereals in the world, and there was none of the nice cereals. And it's one little thing that I suppose I try to be as particular as possible about, is they're laden. They're just sugar. You're literally just filling them with sugar when you're giving them a bowl.
That's what's great about them.
But sure, I know.
The honey monster.
I know. And it's fun. And it's nice. And it's not that they don't get them. They do get them, but they're not getting them every day of the week. And
no,
that's the rule.
100%. You know? Yeah, okay. And again, if you don't give your children, and I'm not advocating giving your children lots and lots of sugar products, not at all, but it's amazing. If you don't give your children sugar for 5 or 6 days, then suddenly they eat a big bowl of sugar puffs or something like that. You can see them change. You can see the sugar in their body, how it affects them.
Yeah.
It's actually, if you want to be a pretend scientist at home and experiment on your children with the amount of sugar goes into their body, I'm not recommending that, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
It changes them completely.
It is. And look, I wouldn't recommend anyone going cold turkey on it by any stretch. But, and I think that's the thing. This has to be balanced and it has to be incremental. And I suppose it's what we kind of, in the therapy kind of style of things, we call it like habit stacking. So it's about creating those little habits every morning, and don't change everything on week one, but change one little thing, or make one little thing a habit on week one, and then add another little habit on week two and another one on week three.
There's a lot up on your Instagram page on this. One of the things that stood out for me was keep the schedule of the school as much as possible. I like that. Don't comment, don't punish, don't positively or negatively reinforce behaviour. Be neutral. As you say, make mornings count. Be a good role model. Now, we'll talk about fuel and energy at the minute as well. But the idea as well of maybe, okay, you have your breakfast, 8:30, 9:00, they get their cereal, whatever. And then at 11 o'clock or 12, they have a little snack.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And then your lunch. So you're keeping some kind of a school routine into their body.
Yeah, they're used to it. And I think their natural kind of circadian rhythm for what time they're waking up, their natural appetite, their natural hunger levels, like that's what they're going to be going back into in September.
Yeah.
So she talking about it 2 days into the holidays. But it's, you know, so it's your as well to try and keep the schedule, because that's what they're used to. But what I would say is, like, if you're having the snack or the treat, or it is the bowl of whatever bowl of Cocoa Pops or whatever it is that they're having for the breakfast, say to them as well, okay, that's fine, you're having those. What else are we having with it? Because you can say to them, the milk will give you a little protein, the, you know, the Cocoa Pops, the cornflakes, or whatever, they'll give you a little bit of carbohydrates, but we need to fill you up. So which fruit are you picking this morning with your breakfast? And give them choice. So you provide the choices, they then pick which they want. So, oh, would you want a little handful of berries, or do you want a banana, or do you want an apple with that this morning? And they have to choose one.
Okay, so when I was, and if Mammy and Daddy are listening, sorry, Mammy and Daddy, but the idea of the crisp sandwich in the morning time.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or even better, sugar sandwich.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine sugar on white bread with butter and actually sugar.
Wow. Wow.
How my teeth are still.
I mean, fair play. You must have washed them well.
Sorry, Mammy. Sorry, Daddy. She's giving
but sure,
out.
Look, sometimes, Damien, but your jam can nearly be as bad sometimes. And like, so let's say, right, even take that. That's such a good example. A jam sandwich, right? White bread and jam. And let's say they love butter, jam and white bread sandwich. How are we going to make that a little bit better? You're going to swap your white bread to your Simply Both. Because you hardly notice any difference between that, right? So that's a really easy swap that they won't notice. And I am not sitting here saying we make dramatic changes quickly. That is the worst thing you can do. Small little changes. And then add peanut butter. Peanut butter, great source of protein, good source of, I mean, it's a fat food, but it'll give them energy. That protein will keep them fuller for longer. It'll tend to balance things out. If you can swap the Simply Both to brown bread, even better again. And like, it's those little things that you need to be saying in the morning time. Or if you're having a little bowl of granola or something, maybe yogurt with a little dollop of peanut butter.
Okay. What if they don't like peanut butter?
almond butter? Well, then you don't give them peanut butter. Or else you can, what
you know,
can,
you force them to.
Okay, so that's
you force them.
No.
You tell them.
No,
you do. You tell them you're getting nothing else.
Under no circumstances, that is not what you do. Here's what you do. You let them explore.
Different
with
parenting attitudes here.
We do. You let them explore with the peanut butter, okay? So what we do. Yeah, no, very, very much
explore.
So. Yeah, food therapy.
Rub it on their face.
No, well, yes, potentially. Okay. It's all about food exploration. And there's so many different ways you can do it. So what I would say is take out your peanut butter. Smooth and crunchy. Maybe they just don't like peanut butter because it's crunchy. Maybe actually that's all they've ever tried. If they tried a smooth one, they might like it. And then have breadsticks, carrot sticks, few little apples, bit of brown bread, maybe a bit of toast, a bit of their whatever their favourite cracker is maybe, and say, okay, we're going to try it on all these different ones. And then what we do as part of feeding therapy is we talk about, it's basically the exposure to the food. So if they're going, oh, and you see the hands kind of splaying, the hands going out, the whole body sits back in the chair. No, mom, no, no, I'm not doing this. That's okay. And that phrase, and that's okay, is really, really important. Present the food and just go, okay, we're just going to look at the food today. And perhaps like what you said, and I suppose this is where you go deep into the therapy side of things, where we would play with the food. And you would maybe go, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a drawing, or we're going to do a little lick. So what we call, we have lizard licks. So you just put on your finger. Can you bring it? Can you smell it first? Can you put on the tip of your tongue? Oh, I can taste it. Okay, that's not so bad. That's enough for today. Great. If they're happy to go a little bit further, you take their lead, you follow their lead. So it's very much in that vein of, I suppose, play therapy as well, a little bit, where you're going at their pace and you're supporting them. So but that exposure to new foods is really, really important.
And that's very important, because I'm not making a joke of this, because there's a lot of people that I know have therapy issues relating to food.
Yes,
and
yes.
A lot of children do have matters, yes. And it can become a big problem. So yeah. 100% on that. You've also mentioned pasta swaps, chickpea pasta, swapping a breakfast juice for the smoothie, you've said sausage rolls as well, and then dinner, the hardest meal of the day.
So look, I've a couple, I suppose, lovely ones. Even if we go back to things like breakfast, I suppose overnight oats are a great one. One mug of oats, one mug of milk of your choice, one mug of yogurt. So one mug of oats, one milk, one yogurt. Vanilla, really important, because it brings out kind of the lovely natural flavour of everything, and it adds a little bit of sweetness. Tiny pinch of sea salt if you want to, just to kind of bring all the flavours out. And then make that up overnight. And what I do then is we dollop it into bowls. So this morning, as an example in my house, there was a beautiful Greek yogurt, but it's a coconut Greek yogurt, which is really nice. There was a dollop of that. We had a few raspberries, a bit of that went on, and a bit of lemon curd went in. The lemon curd's not great. It's full of sugar. But it was just a tiny little bit. And it was all of a sudden, it was colour, and it was yellow, and it was pink, and it was interesting. It was like dessert they were having for breakfast, but they were getting in oats.
Lemon curd sandwiches as well. I had those as well.
See, there you go. So I'm just taking my inspiration from you, really, to be honest. That's all. Baked oats is another good one. 100 grams of oats, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 banana, 2 eggs. And then if you want to pop in a little bit of chocolate chips, bake your oats. I'm not going to say it's like a brownie, right? But it's almost that concept where all of a sudden, maybe don't give it for breakfast, but your 11 o'clock snack, you're getting in oats. Yeah. Again, you're getting in the eggs, which is really good. Whole wheat pancakes, whole wheat flour, plain flour, eggs, milk. So you're getting in protein in the eggs, you're getting in protein in the milk, you're getting in a bit of calcium, you're getting in a little bit of whole wheat. As long as you're not ladening them down with Nutella or maple syrup or, you know, something. So it's the toppings in a little bit of balance. But they're really, really good ones. The other thing that I love to do, and I have it on my Instagram, and I've been doing it for years with mine, is this concept of picnic plates. So at lunchtime, I suppose you need to teach them a little bit that, okay, we need to have carbohydrates. They're going to give us our energy. We need to have protein. That's for growth. That's for our muscles. It's going to keep us strong. It's going to repair our body. It's going to keep us fuller for longer. And then we need fats, because the fats are good. Little fat, good fat, because it's going to give us energy. It's going to keep us warm. Mm-hmm. And then we need our fruit and vegetables. So what we'll do is we'll kind of say to them, okay, we're going to make a picnic plate. What kind of a sandwich do you want? Do you want a sandwich? Do you want a roll? Do you want a wrap? That's grand. That's on the plate. What protein are we going to have? We're going to have cheese, ham, turkey, eggs, whatever it is. Hummus, brilliant one. Chickpeas, they love it. Okay, now what fruit or veg are we putting on the plate? I'll have 2 grapes and 1 olive and a carrot stick. Or I'll have a bit of broccoli and a banana. Or I'll have strawberries and an apple today. Great. But you're giving them the autonomy of choice. They're choosing what they're having. You're not saying you're all 6 of you are having bananas today. You're allowing them to kind of pick and choose, and that's really important, because they feel that little bit of ownership over what they're doing, and I think that's really important.
On your Instagram page, you talk about breakfast, you talk about snacks, power balls, flapjacks, sour cream and onion pretzels, as you say, the whole meal wraps. Lunch then you have those picnic plates, and then just give a little mention, we've only got a few minutes left, in terms of dinner, the hardest meal of the day.
Yeah, I find with dinner, a lot of the feeding therapy is based on sensory regulation, okay? So we're looking at the regulation of their body and their brain and their mind. And by the time sometimes, particularly if we're having a late dinner, maybe it's 6 o'clock, 6:30, they're tired. They're done in at that stage of the day. They're overstimulated. There's a lot of noise. And then to them, dinner is the most boring meal of the day. It's the meal where mom is continually trying to get in some vegetable somewhere along the way. I don't really like that. I mean, like in my house, to give you an example at the moment, I have one who doesn't like potatoes, one who doesn't like pasta, and one who doesn't like rice. I've given up knowing which child is which, actually, to be honest. And that's okay. That's what's going to happen. They go through little phases. I'm not a damn bit worried about that. They'll be grand and they'll swap and choose. So don't put too much attention on those faddy little things. Okay, no problem. I don't like potatoes. We know we're going to have wedges today instead. Or we're going to have potato waffles instead today. Or we'll have mash. Or, oh, I'm going to have rice. So play it off with them that way. But I suppose the reason I'm kind of highlighting that dinner can be the most difficult meal of the day is get your nutrients in early. Get your protein in early, get your fibre in early, try and fill them up. And with those good snacks, maybe it's a whole wheat wrap with a little bit of peanut butter, put a banana in the middle, wrap it up, cut it into little slices. My homemade sausage rolls, like I said, are absolutely gorgeous. And I do ones with sweet potato and a little bit of roast red pepper and ketchup. And you put the ketchup, once they see ketchup going in, sure, they're sold. They're like, Mom, put ketchup in it. This is going to be lovely.
So you put the ketchup into the roll.
Into the mix, yeah. Ah. So mash up a sweet potato, a little, couple of chickpeas mashed up, roast red peppers, which I love in them, but you could leave those out if you want, but I blitz them up so they don't even see them anymore. And then you go, oh, look, guys, I'm putting ketchup in. Couple of squeezes of ketchup, like bingo, happy days. And then they get to dip them in ketchup as well. They're happy. Mama Bear, actually, ketchup, the veggie one. My kids, we only tried it recently and they love it. And there's about 4 or 5 little veggies hidden in there. I don't recommend you hide all of the vegetables. I recommend you do a combination of both. They need exposure, but it is a good way of getting in the veg
so
as well.
So what you're saying, a mammy or a daddy or a guardian, whoever the case may be, has to be a psychiatrist, psychologist, as well as a cook.
No, they just have to follow a couple of really simple little steps. And those are simple little things that we can all do. Go on to my Instagram. There's loads of great little recipes up there. And if you go into the highlight section, I have them saved as lunchboxes, and picnic plates. And I've literally been doing this for almost a decade now. There's hundreds of examples and they're just visuals. Yeah. So they'll give you, you could be sitting waiting, in the car for somebody or watching telly and just look at the visuals and they'll give you a really nice little idea of what you can do.
I saw them though, they're very good, fair play to you. And your phrase, breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince and supper like a pauper. And that explains, I suppose, what you're doing.
I think it can work with kids. I really, really do. And another really good one is, I suppose, understanding that this phrase, you can put the banana on your plate. You can spread the peanut butter. I keep talking about peanut butter. It's probably not the best example, but do you know what I mean? Whatever it is, you can. You can pour the milk. You can take the yogurt out. You can. So you're positively reinforcing in their brain all the time that they are capable of doing this, they are able to do this, and they can do this for themselves. And that's really important.
And be patient.
Lots of patience. And if you need to walk outside the door and scream for 5 minutes, come back in, then do that as well. It's all about the reality with me, Damien.
Don't ever give a child a sugar sandwich.
I won't. Okay? I won't do that.
Not you, people. Jennifer, you're not laughing. Oh, she is laughing now. Thank you.
Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
Appreciate it. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. I will
Hello
do.
Hello to all the family.
Absolutely.
And thanks.
Thank you so much.
Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
With property partners Barry Hertridge. Results that move you. Click propertypartnerstremore.ie.